السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي خلق فسوى وصب الماء وشق الأرض وأطعم وسقى ورزق العباد مما يطعمون حلالا طيبا، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم على رحمة المهدى محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوة واهتدى بهدى إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله جل وعلا واشكره على نعمه الوافرة. My dear listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, let us continue to increase our taqwa towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying all His commands and staying away from all His prohibitions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon us steadfastness in our faith and guidance to continue to worship Him. Ameen. My dear listeners, the human body that Allah has granted us is a trust that needs to be taken care of as best as possible. The past few sermons have stressed the importance of consuming not just halal food, but healthy and good or tayyib food too. This is to ensure that our body is always in a healthy state and therefore a healthy mind. With a healthy body and mind, we are able to worship better and live our daily lives better. However, despite our efforts to do so, at times, sudden trials and tribulations may come unexpectedly. We may fall sick without any prior symptoms. At that moment, religion teaches us to embrace the reality of life and its hardships. If the test from Allah comes in the form of sickness, Islam has provided us with clear guidance, among which is to not feel defeated and give up all hope of a cure. Instead, we are instructed to strive and find a way out to treat the disease. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, "Seek help through medicine. Verily, Allah did not create a sickness except that He made a treatment for it, all except for one, which is the sickness of old age." Hadith narrated by Imam Abu Dawood. While we are sick, having patience in finding means to treat our illnesses is also a form of worship to Allah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, more importantly, taking precautionary measures and making necessary amendments is vital to protect ourselves. This is from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us observe the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he ordered us to stay home and not exit our houses during a pandemic. Hadith narrated by Imam Muslim. On another occasion, the Prophet encouraged distancing from individuals who are suffering from infectious diseases. Hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari. All these are necessary steps that we should take as we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in finding a way out and to preserve the blessings of health that Allah has endowed upon us. This is also a form of worship and tawakkal towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear listeners, as important as it is for us to consume halal and good food, it is also important for us to understand the importance of taking medication, either as a form of treatment or protection against harmful diseases and illnesses. Let us understand the differences between medicine and the food that we eat. Firstly, the function and purpose of consuming food and medication. While food consumption aims to fill and nourish the human body, medicine is a means for those seeking treatment and for preservation of life. The Quran explains the importance of preserving our life, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَأَنفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. Which means, and spend in the cause of Allah, and do not let yourselves with your own hands into destruction. And do good, for indeed Allah loves the doers of good. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 195. Secondly, for our daily food consumption, there are various halal foods and alternatives that we can choose from. The production is also relatively easy, whereas medicine addresses various needs, and its choices are limited. For example, there are medicines that treat illnesses, and there are some used to protect ourselves from illnesses, and amongst them are vaccines. The production of vaccines is limited and requires time to be developed and distributed. The complexity of the assessment and manufacturing process is to ensure that it is safe for use. Hence, it is important for believers to understand these differences and the differences between nutrition and medicine. This understanding will allow us to make the necessary considerations that are in accordance with our priorities and needs. In considering the halal status of certain medications, it is not enough for us to simply look at the content and ingredients of medicines or vaccines as how we would look in our daily food consumption. It is an inadequate approach, and by doing so, we fail to see the differences in the needs and priorities between the two. This is in line with the discussion of scholars with regards to medicine. Scholars have discussed extensively on the many differences in medical interests and purposes. The ruling for every medication will consider the principles and purposes behind them, or daruriyya shar'iyya, which discusses Islamic ethical principles and the degree of dependency on the medicine, and not simply look at the ingredients and the production process. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to grant us good health and prosperity in our lives and preserve us from any harm. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.